You're listening to Smart City. I'm Carol Coletta. Adolfo Carrion is director of the White House Office of Urban Affairs. He was formerly the Bronx Borough President in New York, where he served for 2 years. He comes to the office well qualified. He has both a degree in urban planning and job experience as both a minister and public school teacher in the Bronx. With two wars, an economic crisis, health insurance reform, now the disaster in Haiti, urban policy is certainly not capturing any headlines. What's happening with urban policy behind the scenes that's not in the headlines?
Well, you know, I think that all of the conditions here and around the world point to the need for smarter urban policy here in the United States and around the world. I mean, the tragedy that occurred in Haiti speaks to the need for infrastructure investments and planning and ensuring that that society get itself on track and that it build the kinds of systems that are needed to ensure safety, prosperity, opportunity. So, you know, for me and for this White House, for the president, it's central to everything we're doing. The economic conditions that we inherited when we first got here, where we are today, the fact that we were at losing 700,000 jobs a month a year ago, and now it's a tenth of that. The actions that the president has taken that speak to responsibility all have to do with how we manage our affairs and how we create the kinds of platforms that allow for American enterprise to work right, that allow for us to be competitive, that require us to make smart, responsible, sustainable investments in infrastructure, and that speak to the need to create environments of opportunity for everyone. So, you know, with me, Carol, no matter how you translate it, all roads lead back to the cities of America.
Have you just described the outlines of the president's urban policy?
The three national goals, which are essentially pillars on which we are building the Obama administration's urban policy, are to ensure economic competitiveness, to ensure environmental responsibility in everything we do, and to ensure that we create an environment of opportunity. And on those pillars are essentially, those are the foundational building blocks for the policy work we're doing. So to support the national goal of economic competitiveness, we're talking about building strong regional economies, connecting the dots with the workforce and the talent and the anchor institutions, the cities, ensuring that they have that their assets and liabilities are assessed, and that they position themselves in the marketplace domestically and internationally to play in the economy. As it relates to environmental responsibility, what the policy work has to do with is building sustainable, responsible infrastructure platforms on which we build the American enterprise. And that has to do, as you know, with aligning our transportation investments with housing, with how we invest in businesses, with how we invest in the infrastructure, the pipes and wires of our system, to reduce the carbon footprint, to concentrate development in smart ways. And then the third pillar, the pillar of opportunity, speaks to the policies related to investing in neighborhoods, in communities. The president argues, as we all know, that everybody goes home to a neighborhood at night. And they raise their children in a neighborhood, and that the neighborhood has to be the incubator of opportunity. It has to nurture the promise and potential of every American. And so essentially, that basket of policy work speaks to the need to create smart, sustainable, nurturing neighborhood environments. And that's the work that, you know, folks will hear the term choice neighborhood, for instance, which is a policy around the whole notion of housing and smart places to live. Promise neighborhoods, it has to do with the education investments we make in neighborhoods, and how the school has to be much more than just a building, and it has to be connected to neighborhood life and opportunity, and the parents have to be involved. You know, the reference point that the president has used historically is the Harlem Children's Zone, and how they did a full court press in central Harlem to connect the school experience with the life experience in a big city like New York and create an environment of opportunity. So those are the building blocks on which we're building our urban policy, and with the understanding, Carol, that the cities and the metropolitan areas of our country are the economic engines of our country, and not only of our country but of the world. And with the trajectory of the population concentrating in cities domestically and around the world, even in greater numbers, we know that we've got to create smarter cities.
Adolfo, sometimes it seems like we're schizophrenic about urban policy. You mentioned the environment pillar of urban policy, and yet most of the stimulus money went to road building. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood defines livable communities as those communities where one doesn't have to rely on a car to meet one's daily needs. And yet, I just saw a piece of legislation for urban parks, and the way in which you prove that your community is a poor community and a deserving community is by the percentage of people who don't own a car. So it seems like there are all these conflicts going on about what really constitutes urban policy and our urban goals. How do you wrestle with these conflicts?
You know, I think the overriding guiding principle for our policy work is that we need to fundamentally change the pattern of urban development to reflect the way we live. That's a guiding principle. Change the pattern of urban development, what happened over the last half century with the sprawl and encouraging sprawl, essentially has to stop, because that's not how we live our lives in the best way. When we have to get in our car to drop off the kids at school, and then get in the car to go to the store, and then get in the car to go to church, and then get in the car to do every other, go to work. Now, we're faced with the reality when we come in as an administration that, you know, there's a stimulus package, it gets passed, we have systems in place to get the money out as quickly as possible. Those are still, you know, the systems that we inherited. What you hear Secretary LaHood speaking about, and Secretary Donovan, and Administrator Jackson, and myself, and many others in the administration, is the aspirational side of our work, which is we came here to fundamentally change that pattern of urban development. And so going forward, the policies, the offerings of funding, are going to have strings attached. They're going to ask the American people, the communities across the country, to assess how they want to live in a way that is more environmentally responsible, is better for their families, builds better communities that are more usable and walkable and convenient, smarter cities. So here we are. It's January 2010. We've got 35 months and 14 days left in the first term of the president of this president, and we have our first opportunity to give a signature a set of policies and programs to the Congress in the 2011 budget, and to begin that steady march toward a smarter urban America. It's something that you have been calling for, folks that are involved in urbanism, people who understand the importance of cities to economies, for a long time. And you know, everywhere I go, Carol, people are just say how refreshing it is to know that this administration is moving in that direction.
If, in fact, the White House Office of Urban Affairs is a success, what should we expect to see from the office in 24 months?
Well, you know, we're going to continue to expand our conversation beyond the 17 agency working group that we have here on urban policy. We're going to continue this national conversation on the future of cities and metros, and have policy discussions in the regions. We're going to try to drill deeper into the programs and the policies that the federal agencies offer cities. The hope is that we will have smarter economic development initiatives coming out of the federal government that don't look like the ones that were developed in the 1970s or 1980s, but speak more to today's reality. You'll see more encouragement toward mass transit. You'll see hopefully a bit of a rebalancing of our transportation investments so that they reflect the way we want to live and not continue to encourage the sprawl. So these are the kinds of things that you'll see. And I think at the end of the day, what will be the measure of success for us as an administration as it relates to urban policy is that our investments as a federal government in partnership with Congress will be driven by smart regional plans. These are regional business plans that speak to the economies of our country. These are sustainability plans in those regions that speak to the smart platforms for American enterprise. And these will be regional plans that will take into account every neighborhood, every community, so that we don't have the pockets of marginalization that historically have marked areas of the country and dragged economies down and dragged opportunity down. So that would be the measure of success for us.
Adolfo, thanks so much for being our guest on Smart City.
Carol, it's been a pleasure.
Adolfo Carrion is director of the White House Office of Urban Affairs.